Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and man, oh man, what a week, what a weekend. Craziness happening all over the place, whether it's on the soccer field with USA going down to Sweden, and or the chaos that ensued on the baseball field with the Chicago White Sox and the Guardians, and the chaos that went on in the ring last night with Nate Diaz and Jake Paul. Golf, baseball, football right around the corner, for crying out loud. Mike Wilson, man, oh man, brother, what a night. I was watching fights, I was watching soccer, I was watching chaos, man. That's the sports world, brother. How are you this morning, man?
Well, I'm not as combative as the sports world, that's for sure. And the brawl with Chicago and Cleveland, the fight, college football just turned upside down forever. It's just crazy, man.
The Pac-12, the Pac-10, the Pac-8, whatever the heck it was, it's no longer, man. It's chaos. It's insane. I agree with you. All right, brother, on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk baseball. My Brew Crew, man, they came through again late in the ninth. Or actually, it was extra innings, but it was awesome. Anyways, came through in the ninth tie. We got to take a break. This is Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, y'all.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. You can get at us, people. By the way, I haven't done this yet. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, at the right time, we would obviously be talking hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball with John, and you can get him at 12 John Poulter on Twitter, by the way. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was watching Saturday night at the fights between the Sox and the Guardians, and then I got to see a little bit more of the fights with this Jake Paul character and Nate Diaz, who actually did box in an actual boxing ring. But I suppose let's address this first. The play was Ramirez going into second base. He dove head first. And what I saw was maybe he got hit in the face a little bit. And I don't think he liked necessarily the way that it all went down, and then obviously words were exchanged, and then the glove came off, and these guys squared up, and actually Ramirez landed a pretty good shot, knocking him right on his tail. I give him a 10 for the knockout, but truth be told, obviously, I'm making a little bit of a joke of it, but this can't happen, and what are the ramifications for something like this, John?
Well, I think somebody's going to have to sit down for a few games, and it's going to be interesting to see how, what's the word I'm looking for here, strict, I guess, is probably a light way of saying it, Major League Baseball, specifically the commissioner, is going to be on this. I guess to some extent there's a lot of frustration here because we know that the White Sox are, what, 24 games under 500, the Guardians, three games under 500, maybe feel they have a chance to get back in that Central Division race. You know, talking to Robert when he first called me this morning, you know, before we came on air, he and I were having a chat about why does it always seem that anytime there's a baseball fight, it always seems that either the White Sox or Cleveland are involved in it. It does seem to be a bit of a habit, doesn't it?
And, yeah.
I only saw the highlights. I did not see the actual fight, quote, live. I didn't watch the game. I just saw the highlights on the sports report. And my take on it was pretty much like yours, that whether he got hit in the face or not is another story. Whether it was deliberate or not, I guess we can't tell. Only the White Sox player knows that. But, this kind of stuff has to stop. What worries me is that the ramifications could be even more serious, because this may now carry on to be something more than a bunch of guys pushing and shoving. It might end up with guys throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs at other guys' heads, and that's the last thing we want. So that's the reason I think they got to clamp down on this. Unfortunately, we may not hear about it before today's game, so don't be surprised if we see a couple of bean balls today and maybe even a couple of ejections.
Yeah, by the way, just before, Mike, before you jump in, Ramirez, Tim Anderson, those were the two guys involved, but obviously six guys were ejected, both managers and other players. Guys came off the bench. It was chaos. I mean, you know what? It was one of those weird deals, actually. Like, I just happened to turn on Major League Baseball Network at the right moment in time. I'm not even kidding, because it happened, and I saw it, and it was just – I was watching it with Katie, and we were, like, in disbelief. It was just absolute chaos ensuing. But what I do like about Major League Baseball Network, which, if people don't know this, this is pretty cool what they do, is during games, they give you live looks in, and there happened to be, you know, the Guardians and Sox were playing, the Brewers were playing. There was some good action happening. The Padres, they were showing that game. So like they got you involved in the action, and they brought you to it if you couldn't actually watch those games. So I encourage people to check out Major League Baseball Network to check, you know, your team. If it's a close game, they're going to bring it on TV. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, it's perfectly fine. John, one, I was shocked to get a link to a Johnny Manziel article from you. I was like, if I'm going to get a Johnny Manziel article, they're like, yeah, I'm not lying. I'm like, I'm not expecting it from John Poulter. But look, the thing that I want to talk about a little bit is the trade deadline. And, you know, there are a bunch of deals done. You know, Verlander was, you know, traded. He got to go back to Houston and, you know, the whole thing there. But it's interesting to me that the New York Mets, they cut bait. Like, they spent all that money and they cut bait and they made deals and they got rid of the big contracts. The San Diego Padres, they're doubling down. And they're like in fourth place in the NL West. What explains why the Padres are doubling down with all that money that they've spent on those players? And, I mean, it's quite obvious why the Mets and the administration there, you know, they decided to cut bait. But what gives with the San Diego Padres?
Real good question, and I don't know, because when we had this similar conversation last week about what we thought might happen at the trade deadline, which at that time was 48 hours away, we kind of thought, or at least I kind of thought, that the Padres might actually decide that it was time to get rid of some of these huge salaries if they possibly could. I mean, there's a lot of guys tied up for a lot of money, for a lot of term, a great bunch of individuals in terms of their personal talents, but certainly not a team. And I thought they might cut bait the same way the Mets did, but unfortunately, I was wrong.
Yeah, it happens. You can't always be right, John. You can't call it right every single time. By the way, we are talking to our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. All right, so we always go through the standings, right? And you were just talking about fourth place or whatever, Mike Wilson. And there's another team that's in fourth place in the American League East, and that's the New York Yankees. And, you know, last week I was saying, hey, we keep thinking it's coming. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't coming. They're done. It's over. This is basically a two-team race, and hopefully your Toronto Blue Jays can make it a three-team race. But with that being said, even if they don't make it a race between the three teams, your Toronto Blue Jays have a great shot to make the postseason anyway. So that's good to see. Houston Astros, Texas Rangers, it's 2.5 now. I'm curious to get your take on Verlander going back to Houston. Like, come on now. Like, how do certain things happen? I'll be honest. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But with that being said, is that enough to get them over the hump, John?
Well, I'm not sure it's enough to get them over the hump, and I'm saying that mainly because I think Texas did better at the trade deadline than Houston did, and let's assume that those two teams are 1 and 1A now. I don't think there was anything that I saw at the trade deadline, with all due respect to Verlander, I don't think there was anything I saw at the trade deadline that was going to make the 1A move to 1 and the 1 move to 1A. So I think it was a question of what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, that what I thought we were going to see was, in these tight division races, and I'm looking at, you know, not other than the National League East, I'm looking at the other five divisions now. They're all relatively close. And what I thought was going to happen was we were going to see a domino effect, that one team would make their move, and then the next team would make their move, and so on and so forth, and they would kind of end up jockeying. And I think Texas and Houston were probably the only two teams that did that in terms of within their own division. And, you know, Texas, to me, was the big winner at the trade deadline, because this is a team that's been good at preventing runs all season. And all of a sudden, they add four reasonably good pitchers. And I'm putting Chapman in that category because he's pitched relatively well since he got to Texas. I think Texas probably did better in terms of numbers with guys like Montgomery and Stratton, who've both made contributions to the Cardinals in the last 12 months from when they were traded at last year's trade deadline. We all know what kind of an impact Scherzer brings. Verlander is an offset, in my mind, to Scherzer, but he's not an offset to the other two guys in addition. So I suspect that that was probably it. But, you know, one thing I noticed was that there was really no big blockbusters other than the Scherzer and the Verlander deals. We didn't see anything like we did with the Soto deal last year. And the other thing that struck me as being a little bit odd was, did you notice the number of players that were traded at the trade deadline that went back to one of their previous teams, Verlander and the three or four guys that went to the Dodgers?
Right.
I thought that was kind of interesting as well. But to me, the Rangers were the big winners. You talked about the Yankees, and I wasn't shocked that the Yankees didn't start to unload a bunch of guys, but I thought they would do something to shake it up more than picking up a mid-level reliever and, you know, a guy that in my mind is on the fringe and Spencer Howard. I thought the Yankees might do something more simply to shake it up. I didn't expect a blockbuster, but I did expect something a little bit more solid than the minor league deals we saw. And I don't mean minor league in terms of AAA. I mean minor in terms of the quality of the players involved.
Yeah, no, good stuff. All right, we got to take a little pause for the cause, but we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation about what's going on in Major League Baseball. And I want to get into that run differential thing once again with you guys, because I got something I think that's pretty good as to why sometimes it is so misleading, it's insane, because of what I'm going to tell you in just a little bit on the other side. So let's take a quick pause for the cause. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. We've got our professor for sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey when that's appropriate, and we also talk Major League Baseball, which is what we're doing right now. And before we went to the break, guys, I said something I wanted to tell you about run differential and why it's not that important, and it's something that goes along with your theory, John, as well, because quite frankly, I watched a really exciting baseball game yesterday with the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pirates. The Brewers come back in the ninth inning to tie it up. Once again, it's good old Sal Frelick who comes through with the big hit in the bottom of the ninth. He pushes the run across for the Brew Crew to tie it up. And then later on in the game, it's another rookie that gets it done, Perkins, who... It's like the year of the rookie for the Milwaukee Brewers, which is great. But that's not my point. My point is this, John. They're number two in the league in one-run games. They have the second-best record in the league when it comes to one-run games. They are 21-10 in one-run games. And yet, they have a minus five in the run differential. And then you look down to good old Mike Wilson's Chicago Cubs, who this guy is like one of the most, now that I'm thinking about this, you're like one of the most delusional fan guys of sports teams, because he's a Boston Celtic guy, he's a Chicago Cub guy, like you're all over the map, it's great, I love it, but getting on a tangent here. But my point is they've got the plus 73, and they're only a couple few games over 500, and they're in third place. The Brewers, who win tight games, but yet have the minus five in the run differential, John, are really good in tight games. And my point to all this is when it gets to the postseason, the games are a little tighter, aren't they? So Ultimately, I have a good feeling that the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be battle-tested and they're going to be ready to play whoever they see in the postseason. What say you?
Yeah, I can't disagree, and I think this is a little bit like we talked about the Florida Panthers in the NHL playoffs. We know everybody was a bit surprised when they beat the Boston Bruins. Some of us were a little bit surprised when they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in the second round. But we put it down to the fact that because Florida had to fight to get into the playoffs, they had basically been playing playoff-style hockey for about 6 weeks before the playoffs started. That's kind of the analogy I'm using here with the Brewers, because it's the old story. It's not how you win, it's how many you win. And right now, Brewers have won the most games in that division, which is a free ticket to the postseason. And it is kind of interesting when you look at the plus-minuses in all of the divisions, because the Central is the one you point out, and it's really obvious because the Brewers are -5. But in the American League East, the Baltimore Orioles have a three-game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Rays are plus 143. The Orioles are plus 73. So there's a difference of 70 there. And we all know that's because of that great start the Rays had, where they were beating guys 15-2 and 12-1 and, you know, idiotic scores like that. Texas and Houston is an interesting one, too, because there's a difference of about 100 runs there, Texas being plus 164, the Astros at plus 63. That race is pretty tight. It's only 2.5 games. So, again, it does come down to how you win, how many you win, not necessarily how you win. And, you know, you could win 4 games 1-0 and lose 1 game 24-0. You'd be 4-1. You'd have a pretty good record, but your plus-minus would look terrible. So it's a guide, but it's worth looking at. But to me, the one-run games is a key stat because, as you point out, you're playing better teams in the postseason. You're playing tighter games. If you have a good record in those tighter games, it's got to help you.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, John, you know, we've talked all year about the Atlanta Braves, and it's certainly obvious, you know, Atlanta's playing on all cylinders. They got a pretty complete team. They got stars on that team. Are there teams out there that can challenge them during the playoffs? Can the Dodgers get to them? Can the Giants, if it comes to a World Series matchup? I mean, one of the best stories is Baltimore. If Baltimore gets in the World Series, could they challenge them? Because, like I said, Atlanta is just cruising right now. They've been cruising all season. So I just want your opinion on who's going to be able to stop, or who do you think is going to be able to stop Atlanta?
Well, that's a great question. And, again, I'm going to make a hockey analogy here, and I'm going to say, are the Atlanta Braves baseball's Boston Bruins? You know, to your point, they've cruised all season. They haven't felt any heat. I mean, they're currently sitting 11.5 games ahead of the Philadelphia Phillies. So they're certainly not being challenged for that particular division. At some point, they may see a little bit of heat in terms of the best record in the National League. But right now, you know, the Dodgers are second with 63 wins. So they've got a 7-game lead in the number one seed positioning as well. So if I was Atlanta, I would be, you know, we've had this conversation many times about rest versus rust, and at what point do the Braves start resting some of their key players so that they can play all the time in the postseason? And are the Braves in that situation where they haven't been challenged enough in the regular season that all of a sudden when you start playing the top teams in the postseason, you start to find it a little bit difficult? I thought it was a little bit bit of a surprise to me that the Braves didn't go out and strengthen themselves in the bullpen and on the bench a little bit more than they did at the trade deadline. But Anthopoulos has done such a good job in acquiring young talent and locking up that young talent long term. He obviously feels he's got a pretty good base here. Maybe he doesn't want to tinker with it, and to use that old term of chemistry, maybe he feels that the 25 or 26 guys that he's got on the roster right now is the best mix and is capable of winning the World Series. He hasn't made any major deals, so you have to think he's got a lot of confidence in that squad.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're breaking down Major League Baseball at this moment. Hey, real quick before we get out of here, the Arizona Diamondbacks were playing really inspired baseball. Let's not kid ourselves, early in the season, right? But, you know, a couple few weeks, maybe it was last week, I don't remember exactly when, but I mentioned to you, like, hey, you know, who do you think are some of the pretenders, who are some of the contenders, and like, who's going to make a jump, who's going to kind of fade? Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks are fading, right? Like, this has been pretty ugly over the last 20 games or so. 2-8 in the last 10, losing 5 straight, I believe, or something like that now, and just it's gone bad. So I think the best is behind them. Is that pretty true at this point, John?
Yeah, I think so. They're 8-21 since the 30th of June. That tells me that they're heading in the wrong direction. I thought they might do a little bit more at the trade deadline as well, given that they had shown some promise but were starting to fall back. I thought they might go out and land a couple of guys that, you know, might put them over the hump and put them back into that race. I'm not sure if the Dodgers are as unbeatable as most people think they are. I think the Giants are catchable, although the Giants have been playing very, very good baseball in the last 60 days or so. I was a little surprised that Arizona didn't go out and strengthen themselves a little bit more, but 8-21 in their last 29 games does not look like a postseason team to me.
Yeah, it's definitely going the wrong way, and I know we've mentioned the Padres and all that stuff, and I would have to say I think they're on the outside looking in as well. You know, if the Brewers or Cincinnati don't win that division, they probably are not making the postseason, or it'll be like nip and tuck. What do you think about the Phillies, just out of curiosity?
They are as inconsistent as they come. I mean, they've been, at times, they've been 5 or 6 games under 500. They're currently 9 games over 500. I think they've sort of righted the ship, but I don't think they're in the caliber of the Dodgers. I don't think they're certainly not in the caliber of the Braves. Whether they will be able to handle a team such as the Brewers or the Reds in the postseason, given the way those two teams have played lately, is another question. I think Philadelphia is a better team than we have seen. The question is this run we've seen in the last 10 or 20 games, is it going to be sustainable or not? But, you know, the road to that division and that league is obviously going to go through Atlanta, and I just think Atlanta's so much better than Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure that Philly is really in the conversation, to be very honest with you.
Great stuff as always, John. We'll catch up next week. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Super. John Poulter, Professor of Sports. We talk Major League Baseball and hockey when that's appropriate. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into it, baby. Keep it close.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I don't know if you caught the fight. Did you? Not the baseball fight, by the way. Did you catch the Jake Paul? And Jake Paul and Nate Diaz fight. Did you check that out at all or no?
No, I am just not a UFC guy. I just don't watch it. It's not a big deal for me. But I did hear that it was a pretty intense fight.
All right, so it was a boxing fight because Jake Paul is actually a boxer.
Oh, Nate Diaz, my bad.
Went a little, you're good. Nate Diaz went a little bit. Well, but it was all MMA like crowd. So you're more right than wrong, I'll be honest with you, okay? But the point is that Nate Diaz stepped out of his element a little bit and obviously went into the ring, and I mean, Jake Paul was the better fighter for sure, but Nate Diaz's heart is enormous. So for 38 years old, I thought he went out there and he definitely fought a decent fight in that respect. Like, he gave the people what they wanted to see, which is typical Nate Diaz. He's a tough guy. He can take a punch and he just keeps kind of coming at you, right? But his boxing skills are... They're not the greatest, and I guess that's my point to this whole thing. I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's not all that big in my world. But this guy fights people that are over the hill, like they're all retired guys that he's fought, and the one guy that he didn't that wasn't, which was Fury's brother, he lost to him. So. Like, it's cool that this guy has built a brand and he can make all kinds of crazy money and he puts on a show and everything like that. And you know, like, to a certain degree, some of his message I think is okay, but like, where he tells people to, you know, believe in themselves and this and that and the other, but like, it doesn't always work out like it worked out for this cat, okay? He's like a YouTube sensation that is making ridiculous money, and good for him. I guess at the end of the day, good for him. I do want to talk to you, obviously, about the state of college sports and what's happening there. But I kind of want to wait until next hour because we've got a fantastic guest who is all over this stuff when you really think about it, Ari Wolf, who calls games for college sports, calls games for professional sports. Like, I'm really interested to hear what Ari thinks about the state of college sports, this NIL thing, the craziness with how much money kids are getting paid and all of these schools jumping ship and forgetting about tradition and rivalries and all that stuff. Like, it bothers you, me, and Ari for sure. I guarantee it. Maybe that has something to do with our age and like we understand what that's all about. And that to me is like kind of what's going on in the world and what's wrong with what's happening in the world to a certain degree, Mike. Like,
we're so ready to just like forget about the past and like say, oh, we can break those traditions, we can break those rules, and we can make new rules, and we can do new things now. Like in certain cases, it's great, and I'm all for it. But like doing what they're doing in college sports, it sounds like a disaster to me. It sounds dangerous. It sounds scary. It sounds irresponsible. There's so many things I could say. I'm disappointed, and I know you are too. Like being in our 50s, like we're used to certain things, man. You're used to the Civil War with Oregon and Oregon State. I'm used to the Axe with Minnesota and Wisconsin. Like what happens to traditions? What happens to rivalries? Like what's going to happen to ASU, U of A? They'll stick it out. We know they are. I mean, but you get my point. It's a sad state of affairs of where we are in college sports when ultimately the mighty dollar is taken over, and it always has, but now it's out in the light. And that's one more thing I want to address with you, and then obviously take the floor because we're just kind of scratching the surface on this.
Right.
You know, you see the way it is now with 18-year-olds going to be making millions and millions of dollars. I'm just curious, what is the incentive to actually make it to being a professional now? What is so great about being a professional if you can get paid when you're in college? Like, you don't have to be a pro anymore. I think it's just such a bad example. I'm not down with this, bro. If you can't tell, I'm not down.
Yeah, look, it's hard for me to describe the last 72 hours without sounding like the guy that says "get off my lawn," right? And you know, when you do all this realignment, and let's be honest, Oklahoma and Texas started this realignment. They're going to jump to the SEC next year from the Big 12.
Right.
And in my opinion, they're going to get worked. They're going to get worked over. Those two schools get worked over by the SEC, because you and I both know the SEC probably has the best athletes, football athletes in the country. It's the toughest conference, you know, that whole thing. But now, like you said, the money has come to light. It's front and center. And we're talking about, I do to a point understand why these teams are jumping to different conferences. I get the money thing. It's just the sign of the times. It is what it is. But to also your point, I'm more with you, Andy, than I've ever been. What happened to the Pac-12 and with the Big 12 and the Big 10 taking these teams? They just said, screw tradition, screw things that, and these fan bases that have grown up on West Coast football. And the Pac-12 was a West Coast league. And when I think of the Pac-12, and you've heard me say this numerous times on air, off air, in text messages, when I think of the Big Ten, I think of the Midwest, you know. I think of Wisconsin.
Right.
I think of Ohio State. I think of Michigan State, all those teams. When I think of the SEC, I think of the Southeast. I don't think of Texas and Oklahoma. When I think of the ACC, I think about the kind of the Southern East Coast kind of deal.
Right.
And when I've thought, and obviously I grew up in the Pac-12. I graduated from a Pac-12 school, and now that's gone. My school in particular and Washington State are going to be left out in the cold. There is no place for those teams to go. I mean, there is, but it's going to be a step down. And here's what's going to shake out from that. The Civil War is done. I mean, I talked to my brother back in Portland yesterday. He was saying that they're talking about that they will be able to continue the Civil War. Okay, you're talking about Oregon that's going to be able to recruit to a Power Five conference and probably the strongest conference in all of college football and get those kind of recruits. Oregon State might be relegated, Andy, to go into the Mountain West. And let's face it, they're going to lose recruits. They're going to lose players over this because players want to play in big conferences. Recruits want to play in big conferences. They, you know what? And here's the other thing. Jonathan Smith, the head coach of Oregon State, who's an Oregon State alumni, who's hitting his stride as a head coach at his alma mater, he could leave because he could say, I don't want to coach in the Mountain West. I want to coach in a big conference. And he's starting to have some success. And he got some feelers from other teams trying to get him this season, and he turned it down because Oregon State means that much to him. And that's going to be the fallout from this stuff. And an Oregon State football team or a Washington State football team that probably will have to look at going to the Mountain West is going to lose recruits and players. And when they play the Apple Cup, the Huskies and the Cougs, it's going to be the same thing like the Civil War. It's going to be such a discrepancy in players if that even continues. It's insane. And to throw this monkey wrench for these West Coast fans like this, it's crazy. But it is a sign of the times, which is unfortunate. The NIL stuff, I hear you. Something has to be done because that is such crazy stuff. And when you talk NIL, you're talking mainly basketball players and football players.
Yes.
Well, what about Andy? What about this? When we're talking, you know, the Trojans, the Bruins, the Ducks, the Huskies, going to Maryland to play, going to Rutgers to play, going to Penn State to play. Those are long flights. And when you're talking the baseball team, the softball team, the swim team, the golf team, the tennis team, you're talking about they don't fly charter like the basketball and football team. They got to fly commercial. That you want to talk some mental health issues that come from that because they got to go to class. They got to get their studies in. And you're talking an unfair playing field for these teams, for these players, for these athletes that are of the lesser sports that don't have the luxury of flying charter. You know, well, I mean, there's so much that comes out from this. It's insane.
Yeah, no, it is really bad on all levels. Look, man, you know, as a former student athlete myself, you know, it's one of those weird things, man. Like I was talking to Katie about this, bro. I never felt like I deserved more. You know, I don't know. I like what they did for me was plenty, man. I think it's just so weird how greed has taken over. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a free education means something. Like, I don't get why people don't value that. Like, you get out of school without student loans. You get out of school ahead of, like, so many people. It's mind-boggling to me, like, what people think is fair and what's not fair. I don't know if you saw that post I put on the other day. I was talking about, you know, this whole thing that's happening, and I'm like, it is mind-boggling how people think, like, these kids should be getting paid millions and millions of dollars because they're making the universities millions of dollars. Dude, like, it's a weird, weird thing, but being a former student athlete, it makes you. I would be disappointed if these guys. I am disappointed that these guys are getting paid. It's weird, bro. And I don't know how to explain it, but I always felt like I was getting enough. That's my point. We gotta take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and we'll get more into that, obviously, Mike, when we bring on Ari Wolf next hour to talk about the state of college sports, and we'll get into some NFL, so there will be some positive in there, too, because he's getting ready to head out to Chiefs camp and all that good stuff. We did have our first football game. The Jets played the Cleveland Browns the other day in the Hall of Fame game. So good, really good stuff to be talking about with Ari. Before we get out of this hour, though, bro, how would you feel if you were Anthony Davis right now?
I would feel like I would feel like drinks are on me, and dinner and everything else. Like, for a guy that gets injured a lot and typically will miss a lot of games. Okay, I'll take, what is it, 3 years, $186 million. You find me a pen that works, bro. Like, I'll do that all friggin' day, you know. But I mean, look. They had to do it because it's an arms race in the NBA, and you know, acquiring talent, they couldn't let that guy go. They couldn't not extend them, type of deal. The Lakers have a good squad, as much as that kind of tastes like vinegar in my mouth to say, being a Boston Celtic fan, it is what it is. And Lakers have a good squad, and he's part of that. So they kind of had to do it.
No, I agree. 62 million a year on average, because 186, you divide that by three, comes out to 62. I'm not a rocket scientist, but sharper than most of the dull knives in the drawer. But that's a great payday, man. Again, when guys are getting paid, you got to congratulate them. You got to say good stuff. But ultimately, the money is insane today. It's Monopoly money all over the place. Speaking of Monopoly, we got to take a break because we're at that point where hour number one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon. Keep it close. Great guest next hour, Ari Wolf, a sports broadcaster, American sports broadcaster, all over the map. We love having him. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect in Friday night's shooting that left two Orlando police officers hospitalized is dead. 28-year-old Dalton Veal was killed during a shootout with SWAT officers at a hotel in the city's tourist district just hours after the officers were shot during a traffic stop in downtown Orlando. Both are expected to recover. Millions across the country are under severe threat of weather today. The latest from Scott Carr.
Waves of heavy thunderstorms are forecast to blow across the Central Plains and the Ohio Valley. On Saturday, eight tornadoes touched down across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. And forecasters warn today several states could see an even higher risk of tornadoes as the storm system moves farther east. They say severe thunderstorms are possible in St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville.
A federal judge is giving former President Donald Trump until tomorrow to answer to special counsel Jack Smith request for a protective order.
Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contends that Trump's public comments could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The Trump campaign has labeled it political speech. Trump has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm John Schaefer.
Rudy Giuliani has until Tuesday to either forfeit a lawsuit against him or explain to a judge why he shouldn't. The judge issued the order related to statements Giuliani made about two Georgia election workers that he recently admitted in court were false and defamatory. The workers filed a lawsuit against Giuliani, who is presumed to be an unnamed co-conspirator in the Justice Department's indictment of former President Trump for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden heads out west this week to visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. He'll also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. The White House says Biden will spotlight the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act before his western swing wraps up on Thursday. Russia has bombed a blood transfusion center in northeastern Ukraine, killing and injuring a number of people. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the attack a war crime, but didn't give any details on how many people were killed or injured. Oppenheimer is expected to pass the $550 million mark at the box office worldwide come the end of the weekend. Over a third of Americans don't believe they'll ever make enough money to retire.
That's according to a recent study conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. They found that roughly 36% of working Americans have little or no confidence in their financial security if they retired. Last year, only 27% of respondents said the same. Recent census data also shows more than 40% of Americans aged 55 to 64 have no retirement savings. I'm Jim Forbes.
Here's one way to stockpile some cash for retirement. Laura Winters reports a record lottery jackpot is up for grabs this week.
Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. Tickets are $2 each.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Andy Dorf. I've got my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, what an amazing weekend of sports and entertainment going on throughout the world, whether it was the crazy chaos that happened on the baseball field with the White Sox and the Guardians, the fight that took place in the ring with Nate Diaz and Jake Paul. You have the Anthony Davis signing that took place throughout the week where he got $186 million for 3 years. That's $62 million a year. You obviously have the state of college sports right now, the NIL coming into this thing, and the disaster or the destruction of what was the Pac-12. So, yeah, brother, tons to talk about this hour, my friend. Tons to talk about.
Oh, there is tons. And look, yeah, the destruction of the Pac-12 is first and foremost on my mind. But look, we got NFL coming up right in our rearview mirror, coming in hot, man. So we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, and I just saw your text message. I'm sorry to hear about the passing of that dog. Obviously, you and I are both huge dog lovers and supporters. My guy's awesome, dude. He's getting better and better every single day. He's only been with me for a little over a week now, and you know what? Guy's fantastic. We love him. We got to take a break. On the other side, Ari Wolf, sports, American sportscaster, to talk about the state of college sports and a whole heck of a lot more. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yours truly, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple, few different ways, people. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real, the man, the legend, the myth that is Ari Wolf coming on with us now, American sportscaster. You can see... Well, I'm going to have to shorten this list pretty soon, Ari. Holy cow. You can see them all over the place. Yeah. It would be ESPN, Stadium Networks, Tennis Channel, obviously with the Kansas City Chiefs. And this is the big one, Pac-12 Networks. I don't know what's going on with that anymore because the Pac is a mess. It's broke. It's done. It's crazy. And the state of college sports is absolutely insane at this moment in time. So without further ado, good morning, Ari. How are you, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing a lot better than the Pac-12.
it's a sad day for college football. For some people, they may be celebrating, but I'm not one of them. I think to lose one of the premier conferences that has such a rich history with so much success in so many different sports. Today is a sad day, and what that conference looks like, or even if it exists, will be figured out in the days and weeks to come. But, you know, as someone who loves college football, grew up with college football, I'm just really disappointed that this is what it's turned into. I think ultimately we're going to be down to three power conferences that will all have around 20 schools in it. And I don't know how that ends up being a better option than what we had in the first place. In fact, I blame a lot of this on Jim Delaney and the Big Ten. They started to raid, and it started the domino effect, and now it leaves us with this, where we're losing a conference that I think adds a lot. It gives people in a part of the country a sense of pride on the West Coast. That will no longer exist. So I think it's a big mess, and I'm pretty upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I guess the word you used right off the bat is the same word that I used with Mike about 20 minutes ago when we were talking about this, just kind of teasing that we were going to have you on to talk about the state of college sports. And the word I used was, I'm disappointed. You said the same exact thing, basically, when you started your rant about what's going on. And I don't understand, man. So, like, being a former student athlete, I'm just saying one thing. And I never felt like I needed more. And I think that ultimately, to me, that's what bothers me about what's going on in the world in general. It's like you never get enough. So, like, free room and free board and free education and getting out of school debt-free isn't enough for people anymore, Ari. Like, it's bizarre to me. And here's the other thing about it. Like, I knew all the guys that were getting – and girls, women, I knew the people that were getting treated a little bit better than some of the other people that were student athletes. Like, I knew, you just knew. It was like an unwritten rule. Certain people were going to get certain things, but nobody made a big deal out of it. And I think that ultimately what's happened is now it's out in the open where, oh, well, you've been doing this for decades and years, and now we're just going to bring it out and we're going to make it so that certain schools have more ability to give than other schools have the ability to give. And to me, that's where, to me, it goes really, really bad. It should be down the line. It should be everybody's doing the same thing. There shouldn't be certain areas that get more than other areas. And you mentioned the Big Ten. That's one of the areas that gets more. The SEC gets more. And it's just that way. But ultimately, this whole thing with accepting money and getting certain things, it's been going on forever. That is an unwritten thing that has been happening, but it was in a different way, and I don't like the way that it's come out now, Ari. It to me, it is destructive. It is irresponsible. You cannot be giving kids who are 18 years old millions and millions of dollars before they have done anything to prove that they are worthy of getting that kind of money. What is the goal? The goal is to be a professional. Well, if you're getting paid like a professional when you're 18 and you're going to the universities, like, what is the motivation to get any better at what you're doing? To me, there's something so fundamentally wrong with what we're trying to do with this structure. If you can't tell, I'm really, really agitated about it. And again, it hits me in a different way than most people. Because I was one of those people, and ultimately, I was getting plenty. I felt good about what I was getting. I didn't need any more, Ari. So I think greed is something that's really taken over in a major way, and it is showing itself in pretty much the ugliest form possible, in my humble opinion, Ari.
Okay, first of all, I think Mike should consider giving you a hug because you clearly need one.
Thank
I realize
you.
This is the right, but well, I just want to be quite clear. I'm actually not with you on that statement. My issue is not with the players. My issue is not with players being compensated. Yes, we need to reel in and have a set of rules for NIL that I completely agree with. But I actually, my issue is with the universities. It is not actually with the student athletes. My issue is that the schools do not care about tradition. The schools do not care about regional rivalry. They don't care about anything other than money. So greed is king across the board, and that upsets me deeply, like you. But I don't pin this on NIL. This is a conference realignment issue, which is purely about media rights, and that's which conference can pay that school the most money. That's all that's happening right now, and that's where my disappointment lies. I don't pin any of this on the players, and I fundamentally disagree with you. Why an 18-year-old kid wants to get better? Well, because they want to increase their NIL deal because they probably aren't going to play pro sports. So they should get a piece of the pie. If every Big Ten school is going to get $75 million a year from their media rights, then I think the star quarterback on the football team deserves compensation. I am fundamentally disagreeing with you on that. But I am in complete agreement that the greed of the schools has changed college sports. It's just pro sports that aren't played at the same level as pro sports. And that may be what America wants. I'm just in the minority then. I love the fact that if you grew up in Big Ten country, the ultimate goal was the dream of coming to Pasadena for like a once-in-a-lifetime Rose Bowl experience. Well, if there's a school in your conference, it's just going to diminish all that. The Rose Bowl will never be what the Rose Bowl was for people of my generation. So to me, it's about the greed of the schools to max out their paydays from the different television networks. This, to me, the player issue is a complete other issue. Yes, if a school has more money, in theory, their boosters and donors will create more money in the NIL. But really, to me, this issue is with the university presidents and chancellors, that they've decided that getting the most money in their media rights supersedes everything else. And I just think now we will have college sports be diminished from my point of view. I love the rivalries. We'll lose a lot of them. How are you ever going to have a legit conference champion in a conference that has 18 or 20 teams? Your best case scenario, you play half of them. So how in the world do you have a legit conference champion? So you could have three teams at the top of the SEC with the same record. By whatever tiebreaker formula, two of them will play for the conference champion. The winner will get an automatic bid. Well, that third team didn't play the other two teams. So it just seems we're creating a system that will be fundamentally flawed. And so that, to me, I want it to be a fair playing field like you. I wish every school had the same amount of resources for NIL because that would change things. But because the media rights, it's going to be the haves and the have-nots, everyone was scrambling this week. As soon as it was clear that the Pac-12 media deal with Apple wasn't going to be good enough, it set off a crazy domino effect, and it leaves four schools right now essentially without a conference. Now, look, if those four schools, could they drop down to the Mountain West? Do you have any idea how that would decimate the athletic program at Washington
State? Oh, God.
Or Oregon State or Cal or Stanford? They would literally go from getting 20-plus million a year, around 30 million, to less than five. They literally would just have to cut sports right and left. So the whole thing, to me, sucks. But I do not pin this on the players. I pin this on the greed of the university, the size of the media deals, and what it's now created is pro football in college sports. And frankly, it's not as appealing to me. I want to watch the games when they start. I'm guessing I will. But I'm heading into the season feeling terrible about the state of college football.
Yeah, that's the voice of Ari Wolf. Fantastic stuff, quite frankly. Mike, obviously, didn't have a lot of time to get you in the conversation. So on the other side, you're definitely front and center, my friend. You get the opportunity to throw something at Ari first and foremost. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Obviously, we're all very disappointed about the state of college sports right now, and maybe for different reasons, but at the end of the day, I think we're all on the same page. It's not good. It ain't pretty. It's bad. It's awful. Let's be honest. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and Ari Wolf will all three be right back. Keep it close.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we've got Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. You can see him all over the place. ESPN, Stadium Networks, TC, the Tennis Channel, getting ready to rock and roll with his Kansas City Chiefs real soon. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you're leaving today, Ari. I think that's what you mentioned to me. Obviously, used to see him on the Pac-12 Network. We'll see what happens with all that jazz. And NBC, the guy's all over the place. We're lucky enough that he makes time for us here and there occasionally. Whenever I call him, he actually is pretty receptive, Mike. So it's always kind of cool. I do appreciate you so much, Ari. But Mike, go ahead. You didn't get much time in that first segment, so go right ahead, brother. Throw something at Ari.
I don't exactly want to throw something at Ari, but, you know, look, Ari, I'm an alumni of Oregon State. And to say the least, the last 72 hours have just been just devastating. Like, I'm a I was born and bred in Pac-12 territory. I was born and bred in the Pacific Northwest. And not being able to have the Civil War game or the Civil War games like in basketball or any sport, or looking forward to an Apple Cup game between the Cougs and the Huskies. And like you said, you know, Ari, being able to look forward to that Rose Bowl and have something, the once-in-a-lifetime experience, it's gone. It's just poof, just disappeared. And, you know, my thing is, for schools like Oregon State, Wazoo, the Mountain West, I don't really know if that's going to be an option, because, like you said, the money discrepancy that they're going to be that they're not getting is just going to devastate those athletic departments. They're going to be cutting programs because of that. And I think one of the things that doesn't get mentioned enough is in this realignment are those sports that aren't the revenue generating programs, the golf programs, maybe some of the track programs. Baseball, golf, tennis, you know, those kids now that are in the Big Ten, from Oregon to Washington, even the LA school, when they got to go out to Maryland or Rutgers, Penn State, I mean, we're talking, they don't have charters like the football team and the basketball teams like have charter planes. They got to fly commercial. You want to talk about some stress and some tired students who also have to deal with studies and their books and their grades. I mean, that, they kind of get lost in the mixture with all this talk. And I'm like you, this just sucks. It just sucks because, yes, you are exactly right. The Pac-12 was a conference that gave us West Coast people a great deal of pride. And the Conference of Champions is gone. I mean, I just want your thoughts on those non-revenue generating schools and those kids that are in those programs that have to deal with all this travel now.
Well, first of all, there's just a ton of collateral damage, and it certainly includes the athletes that are in non-revenue sports across the board, whether they're now in a power conference and the travel has dramatically increased. The amount of time they have to be a regular college student has decreased. Those are all factors. But if I'm an athlete at a school that is hanging in the balance, like your friends at Oregon State, I don't care what sport you play, I'm probably in the portal right now. There's no way that I'm going to stick around for this. I'm out of there. And again, it just speaks that there's no real sense of loyalty. We're not looking out for each other. Everyone's just looking out to follow the almighty dollar. So if I'm a freshman tennis player at Oregon State or Washington State, I'm looking to transfer immediately and get to a school where you're at least going to be a part of a program that will have the resources to make sure you still have a team to play on, right? I don't think there's any guarantee that, you know, right, let's say at Cal, that they're going to be able to keep all the sports that they have. I think that there'll be draconian measures to shrink the athletic department once they lose that media rights deal. But I will throw one other thing here. As opposed to those four schools thinking that they need to drop down to the Mountain West, I think that if I'm the Pac-12, I'm inviting other schools to maintain the conference. Why can't you add San Diego State? Why can't you add Fresno State? Why can't you add Nevada? As opposed to saying goodbye to the Pac-12, it may be a different-looking Pac-12. It may not be as good a conference, but it will have an automatic bid into the college football playoff. As it stands now, it has one. So I think while everyone's thinking this is the death of the conference, if I'm the conference, I'm looking around who I can go pick to create a Pac-12 that won't be as good, at least initially, but at least you maintain the conference. The Conference of Champions still exists. So I think you could find a group of schools. I've named a few, but there are probably others you could add to the list that the Pac-12 could go and grab, as opposed to dissolving completely, because the Mountain West won't have that automatic bid. So I think that it makes a lot of sense for the Pac-12 to try and survive, no matter what it looks like. And then keep in mind, Oregon and Washington are only getting a partial share. They're not getting a full share until the media rights deal. So how this is all going to shake itself out in 5 to 10 years is hard to know. But to just summarize, if I'm a player at a school that's not going to be in a power conference, I'm in the portal as soon as I possibly can. And if I'm in the Pac-12, I don't just assume that we're going away completely. I think you got to try to find some schools to keep the conference, keep that brand name, and then move forward. What they're ultimately going to do, I have no idea. I'm sure there are meetings around the clock to try to determine that. But as opposed to the four leftovers dropping down, I think those four leftovers should be recruiting right now, recruiting other schools to join them. And look, they'll end up with a media rights deal that's not nearly as good as the Apple deal was because their schools won't have the kind of cachet. But I think it's better to keep the conference than to literally completely do away with it. And the bottom line is collateral damage all around. It includes athletes. It includes fans. It's a very tough day, and I think, you know, I don't think that my love for college football can ever go back to the way it once was, but it is a new day. I'm a big believer in dealing with the reality of today. But as it stands now, if I'm the Pac-12, I am recruiting schools. I do not go under. It would break my heart if there was no longer a Pac-12 conference that exists. They've got to find a way to rebuild.
Excellent points. That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, breaking down the sad state of affairs that is going on right now with the Pac-12. And I kind of think you've got the right idea. I think they do need to try to keep it and build around those guys. And it's not going to look the same. It's not going to be the same. But like you said, right now that conference holds weight. So it would be foolish for them to let it all go. I want to talk a little NFL football with you. We're coming up against the break here. So will you stick around with us one more segment, and can we talk some NFL football with you on the other side? I know you're getting ready to leave. Are you already gone? Are you on your way to Kansas City Chiefs training camp or what?
If you could see my dining room table and the amount of notes and the amount of game boards, I build like practice boards for the preseason. I'm heading to camp not till later today. I am happy to talk NFL football. I'm especially happy to talk Kansas City Chiefs. I'm knee deep in it at the moment. So I'm happy to stick around.
All right, so quick question for you then on this one, because we've got less than a minute here. How much of this do you put the blame on Larry Scott?
Well, I think he's an easy target in this because there were opportunities for the Pac-12 that he didn't think were the right opportunities for the Pac-12. So, look, I mean, he's a guy who I think it's easy to place a lot of blame on, but, you know, he has not been there for the past couple of years. So, you know, new leadership has to take some responsibility as well. And you have to take into account that if all the team presidents were unified, that they wanted one of the earlier deals, they would have taken it. So there's plenty of blame to go around. I think many of them.
All right, sounds good.
That they were safe. All right, we'll talk more about it after the break. I know you got to go.
No, that's fair. Good stuff. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Love having this guy. He's absolutely fantastic. He makes the show go so freaking quick. It's amazing. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good.
Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Lucky enough to be hanging out with American sportscaster Ari Wolf, who is literally on his way to get the heck out of Dodge to go to Kansas City Chiefs training camp. And the guy makes time for us, even though he's got much more important things to do. So obviously, again, can't thank Ari enough for taking time out with us here to talk about the state of college sports and our disappointment with that. But now we've got to talk NFL football, man. What is most exciting to you about this season for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, the theme that Patrick Mahomes is using is building. And I think that, you know, they want to do something that hasn't been done since the Patriots did it, and that's win back-to-back Super Bowls. So I think that is the next challenge. But, you know, it's exciting to watch Patrick Mahomes develop. You know, my first year doing their preseason was in 2019. He's a very different quarterback today. He's clearly the face of the NFL at this point. And what I think I'm most impressed with is how he handles everything. I don't know if you guys have had the chance to watch the Netflix series Quarterback, but if you've seen it, you get way more of a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be quarterback in the NFL. And I think your listeners that have seen it, we learned about his toughness, his state of mind, what a team-oriented guy he is. So watching his continued development is exciting. I love being around Andy Reid. He just oozes everything I love about football. He's passionate about it. He had a great quote this offseason when some reporter asked him, well, what do you do in the offseason? He's like, well, some people read novels. I work on plays. And so he's just charming to me in that way, that football is the thing that he absolutely loves the most. So, you know, this coming Saturday, I'll be in a conference room having conversations with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and a few other guys. That access is what excites me the most. The ability to have conversations about football with people who are at the highest level of the sport in a really relaxed atmosphere where it's not like, you know, I'm in a scrum of reporters. It'll just be myself and Trent Green in there trying to get all the intel so we can tell the story of the 2023 Kansas City Chiefs. So I think it's a great honor and a privilege. I happen to love this organization from the top down. A lot of the key people here, including the team president, the GM, and the coach, were all in Philadelphia when I started my NFL play-by-play career as a preseason guy for the Eagles. So it's a time to really soak up football. It's a time for me to learn stuff about what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to look like this year. And then getting into the weeds with the radio guys, always super helpful, guys who cover the team. I'll have a ton of conversations. I'll be on the ground for about 48 hours. I will learn more in that 48 hours than I could by reading every story or every article, anything about these players. It's just better to be on the ground having conversations with these people. And it's one of my favorite times of the year because I'm a hardcore football junkie, And I just love to get into the weeds and learn all the details.
You know, Ari, you know, everybody looks at the Chiefs and it's like, who can challenge the Chiefs, right? I mean, the Buffalo gets mentioned quite a bit and, you know, I mean, and plus they're in a tough, I mean, that's a tough division. I think it's a tough division. I think the Chargers are going to be better than people think as well this year. But is there a team out there that you think could legitimately, you know, challenge the Chiefs? I mean, look, I mean, we could be headed towards a repeat of the Super Bowl, you know, Chiefs and Eagles, which I would think would be great. But, you know, in the AFC, who's that team that can come up and bite the Chiefs?
Well, I think there are a couple of them, but to me, the Bengals are right there. I mean, the Bengals could have easily won
right.
that game in the playoffs last year. So I think the Bengals think they're right there. I know Joe Burrow's got a calf thing working, but we're talking about the end of the season. I think the Bengals are a legit threat. And let's all remember that Patrick Mahomes has never played a playoff game on the road. It did work out last year. They were not the top seed. They didn't have to go on the road. So I think it'll be interesting to see who gets that number one seed, because I think when the NFL did a great thing by only having one bye. It really means if you have the best record, there is a huge bonus for you to avoid playing that extra game. So I think Cincinnati, I'm a little bit intrigued by the Jets. They have a culture for so long of losing. This group of the Jets has me at least interested to see how they do earlier in the year. Will the player development allow them to be an elite team by the end of the year? Will Aaron Rodgers be able to do what a lot of other quarterbacks have been able to? That's change franchises late in career and make a run. Joe Montana comes to mind. Montana went to Kansas City and went to the AFC Championship game. So I think the Jets are interesting, but to me, the Bills are just a step below. I don't think the Bills got any better this offseason. I think it's the Bengals are the number one challenge. And then really the challenge is for the Chiefs themselves. Maintaining this level of excellence year after year after year, they make it look easy. According to Mahomes, they are not a dynasty yet. You have to have three in a certain time period. You got to win three Super Bowls. So I think that they're looking to create a dynasty there. But look, it's easier said than done. Everybody's coming for you. But their biggest competition, I think, for the foreseeable future, we're going to see Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow battling to be the best quarterback in the NFL.
I agree with that. That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, breaking down NFL football literally hours before he leaves to go to Kansas City Chiefs training camp. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers, and I got news for you. It's like a bad taste in my mouth. I want to see, you know, it was funny. I was listening to Murphy the other day talking about this, and he was talking about, like, it would be great if the Jets aren't very good because it increases our draft, you know, and all that stuff. And he's not rooting for him. And in a weird way, you know, kind of sounds like he's rooting against him. My question is this. Why are we seeing this change in Aaron Rodgers' attitude about getting out there and actually practicing with guys and being at camp? Like, what is the difference? Why was it so hard for him to want to go and do that stuff in Green Bay, especially last year when you think about it? Like, with those new wide receivers that he had, and by the end of the year, you could kind of see those guys growing, to your point, will they be at a certain point toward the end of the season? Like, why all of a sudden did he decide in year 20 or whatever the hell it is that he's going to be a team guy and go to camp and actually be a team player? Like, what's the big difference?
The big difference is the Packers have never held their quarterbacks accountable the way that other organizations do. You know, Brett Favre used to have his own locker room just off the locker room. I'm a big believer in that every player who's on the roster should be treated the same. Realizing that quarterbacks, obviously, practice, they're not going to get hit. There are certain things you have to be different, but you have to create a culture where everybody's all in. If you look at the way the Packers have started week one over the last few years, they've arguably been the worst team in the league in week one. They haven't just lost, they've gotten blown out. And a large part of that is because Aaron Rodgers never played in the preseason. He refused to be fully committed and be fully engaged. Why is he now doing it with the Jets? Well, you know, I guess he's turned the page and this is a new organization. But if he would have had this same attitude with the Packers, he'd still be on the Packers, right?
I agree.
He made himself seem like he was indifferent in Green Bay and wasn't willing to do all the little things. And here he is now doing it with the Jets. If I'm a Packer fan, I'd be pretty bitter to suddenly see this change from Aaron Rodgers. Because if you look at the way Kansas City handles their preseason, all the starters play, Mahomes plays, and they literally are awesome in September every single year. The Packers in September are usually not very good, and I blame that on the organization allowing Aaron Rodgers to treat things differently than they should be treated. I think it's great if you're a Jets fan. All of a sudden, he's all in. Let's see how long it lasts, right? It's a honeymoon. Wait for his first two interception games, and then when he blames it on a receiver or blames it on the play calling, he has never been fully accountable for his mistakes. It's always somebody else. He's always thought he's the smartest guy in the room. There's a smugness and an arrogance to Aaron Rodgers that is unique to him. He's an incredible player. I love to watch him play. But if he's going to turn into the great leader that I think is somewhere inside of him with the Jets, I'm going to take a wait-and-see attitude. He may be doing the right things now, but can he maintain that through an entire season? I don't think so.
I'm right there with you. I hope it doesn't go all that great. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't wish bad, but I just don't hope it goes great. Couple questions I got to get in before we get out of here. What's the holdup with Dalvin Cook? Why can't this guy find a squad, or is he being super particular about where he wants to go? And maybe, you know, along the lines of Aaron Rodgers, we're talking about not wanting to, you know, be a camp. Does it have something to do with him wanting to not necessarily put in all the hard work and all that stuff before the actual season? So what's the holdup on Dalvin Cook?
Well, I don't know him personally, so this is just me speculating. But I think you're on to something. Some players don't like to grind at training camp. I think as a running back, you don't really want any extra wear and tear. And I do think by waiting to see how the dominoes fall, waiting to see if maybe a team that has a great chance to maybe be a Super Bowl contender, if they lose a running back during the preseason. I think he thinks he has leverage because there aren't many other guys out there that could impact a team the way he could. So I think Dalvin's playing the waiting game. I think he wants the ideal situation. I think he's in no particular hurry to get there.
I'm right there with you. And it would be interesting if he winds up with the Jets. That could be something to look for and watch. So
see. Let me just counter that. Let me counter that quickly, Andy. When we've gone for all-star teams in the NFL or super teams, it's never worked.
Right.
It's never worked. If you don't build the core of your team from the ground up through the draft and undrafted free agents, you're never going to win Super Bowls. This league has made that quite clear, that you cannot go around and handpick free agents and become a Super Bowl winner. It just doesn't work that way.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that. Okay, who's going to back up Brock Purdy in San Francisco? Is it going to be Trey Lance or Sam Darnold?
I think it's going to be Sam Darnold. I think Darnold's got the experience. You know, I'm not at camp to see what the issues are with Trey Lance, but they have clearly no longer have confidence that he's the future for them at quarterback. I think he's an interesting prospect, but keep in mind, he didn't play that much at North Dakota State. So he just hasn't gotten a lot of reps yet in his career. I think the preseason will be key for him. Could he potentially be trade bait if, you know, they go through camp, they go through the preseason, he performs pretty well, but they know that they want to keep Darnold as the backup? Well, then I think there's a chance for him to move. But, guys, don't you have a little bit of empathy for the guy? He was the number three pick in the draft, and basically he's been written off by the team that picked him number three in the draft. For him, it's been a challenging, sad story. The young man still has potential, and I hope he'll get an opportunity somewhere, someplace to start and see if he can actually play at this level.
They got themselves a hell of a pick in Brock Purdy. It was unbelievable that they wound up pulling that off. It is what it is. Some guys have success, and some guys' failure leads to other guys' success. Okay, speaking of that, last question for you on the day. What is Ari Wolf's expectation for the Detroit Lions, who everybody is goo-goo gaga about? And I'm quite frankly saying, do something before people get all insane about you. But what is your take on the Detroit Lions?
Well, I think Detroit has a chance to be a playoff team. I think they demonstrated last year that they're putting together a nice roster. I like the way they're building the roster. Jared Goff, I think, was too easily thrown into the dustbin as an NFL starter. He was not the issue with the Rams. I thought he had a pretty good career with the Rams, if you can now look at it with open eyes. I think what they've done, they're a physical team. I think that the NFC is down overall, so I don't think making the playoffs is a reach for them. And I also think their division is down. I don't know what to make of Green Bay at this point. I think that, you know, I'm just not sure what they're going to look like. Minnesota last year was sort of a Cinderella team. They won so many big games. I think the Bears are still a work in progress. I think that there's a real chance there for Detroit, if they don't win the division, to be a wild card team. And look, there's a lot to like about their head coach. There's a lot to like about their energy. I agree. They haven't done much, but there's hope in Detroit for the first time in a long time. And I think it's good for the NFL that a team like Detroit is getting a little bit of buzz, because it shows there's a different way of doing things. It's kind of an old school coach with an old school mentality, and I wish them well this season.
Can't wait to catch up with you throughout the NFL season, my friend. Enjoy camp. Have a safe trip, safe travels, and you know me, we'll be in touch. And we never got to talk about tennis today, my friend, so that's kind of a bummer, but I know you called an unbelievable match the other day, so love talking to you, man. Fantastic stuff, Ari.
It's a good time. I love chatting sports with you guys. Enjoy the preseason, and let's certainly talk as we get closer to the U.S. Open for tennis and the start of the regular season.
Absolutely, my friend. Safe travels. We'll talk to you very soon. Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. Dude is freaking amazing. Made that hour just absolutely fly by. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shots. See you in a moment. Take care.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Day here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Absolutely fantastic radio with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, who is on his way to Kansas City Chiefs training camp. And guy makes time for us. He's been a good friend for a long, long time, and he knows his stuff. It makes our radio show. Tom Poulter, who makes our show better too, obviously enjoyed Mike Wilson, obviously Bobber. We've got to get the heck out of Dodge that fast. So quick party shot, Mike.
Hey, just we can't win them all. U.S. women's soccer team goes down, but we can't win them all. But they gave an effort.
Yeah, and good riddance, hopefully not to the Pac-12, and hopefully they figure that out. Obviously, we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So for Robert, for Mike, John, and Ari, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.